Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie. Call Ryan now.
1850 715 922.
Tubridy on 2FM.
It's 10 to 10. It's Monday morning, and lots of you who will have spent the weekend with the curtains closed and the junk food out and binging on Netflix's third season of Orange is the New Black, which was just released on Friday, leaked a little earlier than expected, of course, which was a source of great excitement and news to those who realised, yes, it's come a little bit early, which is exciting. And one such addict is Megan Cassidy, a new recruit to her.ie. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning, Ryan.
It's nice to talk to you. Had you any idea that this was all going to happen a little sooner than you expected?
No, absolutely no idea. Now, I will say before I start, I am very sleep deprived right now. My whole weekend has revolved around this new series. It was obviously hugely exciting that it came out earlier than anticipated, and quite an intelligent stunt, I think, from the Netflix guys, because everyone was talking about it, and that's what they wanted. Within minutes of the release, the hashtag OITNB, or whatever it is, I can't remember, was absolutely viral, trending. I think within 3 minutes of the release, Twitter just exploded. This has been so hugely anticipated.
Megan, what is Orange is the New Black?
Orange is the New Black. Okay, so it's a comedy, a dark black comedy series, premiered in July 2013 on Netflix. It's based on Piper Kerman's memoir, Orange is the New Black, My Year in a Women's Prison. So it's based on a true story. And it follows Piper Chapman, who is a privileged New Yorker. She winds up in Litchfield Prison, so it's a women's prison, after transporting a suitcase of drug money across international borders for her then-girlfriend, Alex Spouse. So it is hugely interesting. I think what people love about it is it's really, really all about girl power. There are so many strong female characters in this, and there is no character that you don't care about. I think that's what really makes it special.
Okay, so, I mean, it's like Tenko for good-looking women. I've seen a couple of episodes of it, and it's really one for the girls, is it?
I do. I think now, obviously, the male audience are loving it as well, and if you even look on Twitter, a huge amount of the audience are male. But it definitely is the first time that you've had such a gathering of really, really strong, complex female characters in one series, from all racial backgrounds, ages, sizes, class, sexuality. Yeah. Everything is in there. I think that's what people really, really love about
it's probably smart. I remember watching season one of Prison Break, which was kind of bonkers, but most enjoyable bonkers. So this kind of like a female version, I think. But I got the impression it's much sassier and more clever and better written and plotted.
This is it. It's so sassy. It's like Desperate Housewives, but set in a prison. It's so funny. The one-liners are just hilarious, and they have spurned hundreds and hundreds of GIFs and memes online with these witty quotes. It's hilarious. It's definitely, this season especially, is much lighter, much funnier. It's a real comedy, even though there are obviously really dark twists and turns, and there's a lot of heavy issues dealt with, but it is so, so funny. Now, this season is definitely funnier than the last one. In season two, we had a villain, V, who came in and really things took a turn for the worse. But this time, it's a lot more lighthearted.
Okay.
Definitely.
Characters to look out for. Who do you like?
Suzanne, a.k.a. Crazy Eyes, is incredible. These actresses are so talented. You'll just find yourself going straight to IMDb to see, what have these people done? And you'll be surprised, because a lot of them haven't done much, but they're just so, so good. Mm. This character, Suzanne, she's a mentally unstable woman, and the portrayal is just so compelling. You see flashbacks, as well as all the drama at Litchfield, there's a lot of flashbacks to the characters' backstories. So you really go on a journey with them, and Suzanne is just one of the most compelling, I think one of the most complex TV characters that there's been. You'll just love her.
Okay.
At first, you'll be absolutely petrified of her, but you learn to care about her so much, and I love her.
And which character, do you, Megan, not rate too highly?
Now, there is a storyline that I think is a major hole in the series, and that is Daya and Bennett. So Daya is a Latino lady, and she has a relationship with one of the prison guards, Bennett, and it just gets a little bit soap opera-y for me. You're nearly waiting for the music to kick in the background. She gets pregnant. Their story doesn't really develop over the two seasons. You know that their relationship is doomed, but neither of them see it. It's really kind of frustrating. It doesn't develop, and they're a bit miserable. Yeah. Daya kind of always has a big mopey head on her, and it's one of those kind of storylines that every time it comes on, you go and boil the kettle. You know, you go and make your cup of tea.
Yeah, you know it's bad when you suddenly find yourself as an expert editor of television when you're going, ah, lads, how much neater and snappier it would be if you just didn't drag these creatures into it. So this new season, did you watch all of it or are you halfway through?
I didn't get through all of it, and I actually feel like a bit of a failure, but I'm kind of happy because it's not over for me. I think that a lot of people are taking to Twitter now to say they're so disappointed that they watched it in one sitting. Now, you know, they've nothing to look forward to. They're waiting for the next series. Hopefully there will be one. So I was kind of rationing myself a little bit. But I got to episode 5, which I think is not bad going of a weekend. And I'm absolutely loving it. I don't know how people manage to get all of the episodes in. But look, people have done it. As you said, they closed the curtain. They got supplies of food in, sat in the pyjamas, and they did it.
Okay. Well, look, thanks for sharing that with us this morning. You also present The Word, which is a book program for kids and tweens on RT Junior Radio. Isn't that right?
I do, on Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m.
Excellent. Well, that's important and good work. So keep it going, Megan, and good luck in her.ie. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Ryan.
That's
bye now.
That's Megan Cassidy of her.ie and other stories joining us to talk about Orange is the New Black, which is going down a storm on Netflix of late.